Feels like 16 below. But, hey, the sun's coming up. That's always a plus. Another plus, I got Kathy Dickman in here, director at Chinkapa Zoo, in to talk zoo happenings and this edition of the Morning Zoo.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here.
It's always good to be here.
And thank you again for braving the cold. And thanking everybody coming here.
But it's my crew that braves
the cold. Definitely. But you did your years out there, too,
absolutely,
you know, coming and going.
Absolutely.
You know the cold better than anybody, I think.
Well, speaking of that, you know, we were involved with the ZDR3, which is the Zoo Disaster Respond Recovery Event.
Okay.
And so Respond Rescue Recovery, which is a national program, and it is based out of Texas. And it is an organization that is, if someone has a disaster, they can call upon ZDR3, and ZDR3 puts together people to go and respond to this. There's no fee, no cost to the zoo or aquarium asking for help. You don't have to be affiliated with anybody, with any, you know, accreditation facility or organization. And we became part of that 5 years ago. And we have been on standby with these hurricanes and things during the hurricane season, and have never had to go. Now, please know this is no cost to Chinkapa for us to deploy. We do it. Tom and I gather people to loan us, give us the water, loan us a bobcat, and standby.
What a great partnership, though.
It is a great partnership, and there is team leaders throughout the country, and Tom is actually one of the team leaders. And why are we called upon? Because we are flood experts.
I was just going to ask now, was this program, I know you weren't involved then, but was this program even around during the flood?
Not during our floods, no.
Okay.
This has been around longer than, just a little bit longer than when we've been involved, but we jumped on board with that through meeting these good folks at the ZAA conferences that we're a part of. And so Tom went for training. I know Terry Lincoln from Bismarck went to training. And but now, when you mention the cold weather, what are some other things that we can do that are helpful and we don't have to be there but can help from a long distance? And that is, these zoos that are being hit with the winter storm, Fern, are not prepared. They're prepared as far as they can be prepared, but they're thinking about what are long-term power outages look like. that's the panic mode right there, or the concern. Even for their, we can run out, you know, I run over to, you know, Farm City or Tractor Supply and get a space heater if I need one.
Sure.
They're readily available. And if they are, they're going to be gone right now because everybody's getting them down there in the south where they're not used to the ice.
I was just going to say, you know, the Fern's been terrible for the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And zoos particularly.
Yeah.
That aren't used to this.
Exactly.
You know, do they scramble? I mean, it's like, help.
I would, you know, they're concerned, yes,
I'm
for sure.
I'm sure.
They're concerned for sure. They're calling on colleagues, I'm certain. You know, things that we take for granted are locks, you know, de-icing locks, you know, walking on, driving on ice. But things as simple as, not simple, but second nature to us, you know, their buildings probably don't have two heat sources like ours do. Why would they? They're usually, you know,
good
sunshine
point.
And warm right now.
Right,
so they
good
don't
point.
Have the same kind of facilities that we have, nor do we have the same kind of facilities that they have, that they're experts in those areas. So we were able to put together a nice, information
mm-hmm. but I mean,
bulletin with a number of things in it and sent it as per request of ZDR3. Julia Wagner, the director, and she had several other zoos do the same and combine them. So fun to read through that because we're all on the same page up here in the North Country. But down there, that's, you know, boots. We can go out and get any kind of boots we want to without mail ordering. And, you know, remember the old adage of put the bread bag in the shoe, you know, and things
times?
Like that. I mean, there are things that can really insulate, you know, gloves. They may not have the big gloves down there, but layer some thin ones and little things that are, you know, common sense to us because we've done it a million times.
But don't you and Tom and the rest of the staff and everybody at Chincabazoo, I would think you would have a leg up because you go from 100 degree heat in the summer mm-hmm. to this in the winter.
Yes.
Whereas other people don't have those extremes. I mean, did they look to you and go, well, you kind of know better than we do about extremes?
Yeah, yes. And then there's some things that because we do have the heat as well. We don't have as much, as long term as our heat does sometimes does seem in the summertime. We actually will call upon them and say, hey, look what I'm experiencing with this animal, you know, things like that. So zoos share information all the time. But we were happy to say, yeah, let's, you know, when called upon for this, we were really pleased that we were able to respond quickly with what we do. And sometimes we wouldn't put that in our emergency plan because it's our daily plan.
Well, and I don't think people realize how much Chincabazoo reaches out and shakes hands with other zoos all across the country and the partnership you have with
amazing.
These other zoos.
It is a network, unbelievable network. Mm-hmm. We are now doing our partnership with North Dakota Council on the Arts. We are the pilot project zoo for the tiny printing press.
Okay, get that back to the printing presses because those are amazing.
The tiny printing press was developed by the engineers at NDSU in collaboration with North Dakota Council of the Arts. And they're small printing presses, hand printing presses, using the 3D printer and making molds from the four zoos of their endangered species. So we gathered the endangered species list from the four zoos in North Dakota and picked several of those for the what's going to be printed, the plates, if you will.
Yeah.
And so we took those over to Siena Court. They brought over St. Mary's Kids, and you can actually search this and see this video.
I was going to say, where can we find this video, Kathy?
You just go to Tiny Printing Press and North Dakota Council of the Arts, and it'll pop up, and it's a short video. It has all the partners on there speaking very briefly, but you'll see the seniors at Siena Court in Wapton. You'll see the children from the St. Mary's fourth grade, I believe, in there working together. And when these kids come in, they automatically sit down with the seniors, they converse, they talk about all these different things together. They're making these greeting cards and
they just
postcards.
Get to work. I love that.
Yes, and we're now, the other zoos are going to be doing it. We're going to a conference here next month and talking about the program. And with a grant from the North Dakota Council of the Arts, Chincabazoo received a grant to help us get out to help these schools get the zoo visit with a tiny printing press and animals this winter. So we'll be doing that to the schools that aren't in a big city and have all these things at their fingertips.
Wow.
So we're working on that this week.
Are you going to have like video footage of that too, please? I hope
that we will.
Because again, the world's crappy right now, folks. So if you want to go out and see a really good video, mm-hmm. find that one, and that'll warm your heart.
And it was actually made with the idea of, it was created actually right after COVID. And then when we did the project at Siena, and then Tom, our own Tom Schmaltz, said to Troy Geis, who's Council of the Arts, you know that name very well.
Very
I know
well,
you do
yep.
as an artist. And he said, why are we able to get some assistance so these schools, you know, can get this in their schools and we can get there and help get this program going? And that so they took that, wrote a grant, ran with it, and said, here we go.
That's such an incredible concept. And when you actually see it put to work, mm-hmm. it's even more incredible. And you just end up going, wow, you know, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, just watch the video. It's not very long. And
no,
it's heartwarming.
So good. It really
it's
is.
It's heartwarming. And we have, you know, we know Siena Court very well and all the, you know, a lot of agencies.
You've been there a while,
and
yeah.
And assisted livings in our area. And love to visit. Love to visit. So a lot of good cold weather things happening. Monday we have Groundhog Day.
Yes.
So stay tuned on Facebook. Somewhere around that 8:30 timeline, we'll be posting something about who's seeing their shadow at the zoo. And on the weekend, we'll be starting our Giving Hearts Day home videos. Our home videos of Giving Hearts Day. Because nothing better than a home video from the zoo.
That's true. You do make some art down
we'll
there.
We'll be
you
doing
do.
Our countdown to Giving Hearts, which is on the 12th. And I know that's everybody's familiar with the Giving Hearts, but we, like I say, we have Giving Hearts all the time with where we are.
Well, without a doubt. And mm-hmm. and again, nothing ever slows down at the zoo. You always got things going on.
Yeah, it's great. It's been good. Until Super Bowl pick is this week, too.
That's right.
So next week, too. Sorry. So that's
Is he
Wednesday.
Given any indication who he's going to go with?
No, he's just, okay. he said, I learned about the teams late. What is up with this? But there is a cute picture on talking about winter enrichment, zookeepers come up with the greatest enrichment for our critters. And now, you know, Tal is inside all winter. He does get a lot of TLC, a lot of enrichment. He's in his day room, then he gets moved up to his, he's just really fun. He does get a movie night once a week.
Man.
Even more, depending on what's going on.
And he likes animation.
He loves animation. He loves animation, everything about it. And the other thing is he has a whole movie collection up there. So you got some DVDs that you're not, you know, using anymore. Your kids were out. We'll take them.
Okay. Good.
But check out Facebook. I posted it last night. One of our zookeepers, Alyssa Clavin, made a little brunch table. I think probably looks like there might be a bale of straw underneath, but it's got a tablecloth and it's got his food on it, his food that he normally eats. And there's two cups sitting there. And they've got, I put on there that what's in the cups, it's warm oatmeal made just for Tally.
Wow.
And so that happens daily. This enrichment is amazing. So mm-hmm. as cold as it is, as much as everybody is trudging through at the zoo to get to building and doing their good work, please know the animals are doing excellent.
They are. And with your staff, too, the creative wheels are always turning.
Oh,
you know, I love that idea.
Man, we are blessed. So
You are. Kathy Dickman, great to have you in here. Stay warm. Have a good rest of the week, a good weekend.
And
next Thursday, we'll be back. We'll talk more Giving Arts, okay?
All right.
Kathy Dickman from Jacob Zoo. It's our edition of the Morning Zoo, this Thursday edition. You're the voice of the valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Hey, good morning. Got 6 below right now. Partly cloudy. Thursday, January 29th, Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Daplow. Good morning. Convicted Rochester mass murderer David Brom has been approved for the next step in his parole. With very little discussion, Minnesota Supervised Release Board voted 5-2 to grant the former Rochester man the next stage in his parole process. Brom was released from state prison in late July of last year to a halfway house in the Twin Cities to participate in a transitional work release program. Members of the board indicated that he will continue in that program in Anoka County while transitioning to supervised release in the future. Brom was a teenager when he committed one of the most notorious crimes in recent state history in February of 1988. He murdered his parents and two younger siblings with an axe. KBMW News, brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you, go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications' fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
The man who sprayed an unknown substance on Democratic U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar at a town hall in Minneapolis has a criminal history and has made online posts supportive of President Donald Trump. Anthony Kazmierczak, 55, was convicted of felony auto theft in 1989, been arrested multiple times for driving under the influence, and has had numerous traffic citations, according to Minnesota court records. There's also indications he had significant financial problems, including two bankruptcy filings. Photos of the syringe used to spray the liquid on Omar, which fell when he was tackled, show what appeared to be a light brown liquid inside. Authorities haven't yet publicly identified the liquid, but stated it was non-toxic. That's a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, head to our website, kbmwnews.com.
I feel so tense. and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Got your third.